KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, we have mostly cloudy skies, a few thin breaks in the cloud cover above us. We look forward to being mostly cloudy this morning, partly cloudy this afternoon, a high of 48. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. And the news is brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. And the news this morning, Governor Kim Reynolds is giving a thumbs down to the idea of charging motorists traveling on Interstate 80 a fee.
I don't think Iowans are interested in tolls. I have no interest in tolls.
Making Interstate 80 a toll road was listed by DOT officials in Iowa as an option for financing expansion of the route. Representative Gary Carlson, a Republican from Muscatine, says as the DOT begins planning for the future, officials are trying not to shut off any ideas.
So those types of things get brought up in those discussions, but in the particular idea of putting a toll road on Interstate 80, I just don't see that happening in my lifetime.
Carlson is chairman of the House Transportation Committee. He says due to congestion on Interstate 80, expanding the corridor from 4 lanes to 6 lanes through eastern Iowa is a very real possibility. But Carlson says using traffic tolls as collateral for loans to finance road construction isn't working well in other states.
Iowa's road system has really been based on pay as you go. And I think that has been prudent. And I don't see really any directional change from that.
Senator Todd Bowman of Maquoketa is a top-ranking Democrat on the Senate Transportation Committee. Bowman says placing toll booths along Interstate 80 is a non-starter in the legislature.
I haven't heard from any of my constituents that want that, and so I'm not going to be supportive of it, and I don't believe that DOT should be going in that direction.
Bowman says legislators might revisit the issue in the future if vehicles get so sophisticated that a toll charge could be charged automatically, but only to out-of-state vehicles traveling through Iowa. In an effort to calm the waters of outrage following the news Monday about a possibility of a future tollway, the Iowa DOT took to social media saying a study is one thing, but when we look at the big picture and all the considerations that includes, the DOT does not intend to pursue tolling at this time. They gave some reasons why, including it doesn't work well in our open farm-to-market grid system and pushes traffic to roads that are not built for interstate traffic. It's not authorized by state or federal law. It's not consistent with our pay-as-you-go approach to road and bridge funding, and it's not an option supported by industry groups or the public. A man and woman were arrested on separate warrants this morning in Creston. The Creston Police Department reports 38-year-old Matthew Niepert of Creston was arrested at around 1:20 a.m. at his residence on a Union County warrant for the charge of theft in the fourth degree. Niepert was later released from the Union County jail on a $1,000 bond. And at around 12:35 a.m., 20-year-old Natalie Esslinger of Creston was arrested at her residence on a Union County warrant for domestic abuse, assault, injury, or mental illness. Esslinger was being held in the Adams County jail while awaiting a bond hearing. The Union County Sheriff's Office said yesterday an Afton man had reported Saturday evening that his teenage daughter had run away from home. 15-year-old Sabrina McBurney is a 6-foot-tall white female weighing 185 pounds with brown hair, brown eyes, and a lip ring. If anyone has seen her or if she has or has any information on her whereabouts, call the Union County Sheriff's Office at 641-782-8402. Now, there is no photo of her that's provided by the Sheriff's Office, but Sabrina does have a Facebook account with images located there, so you can just look on their Facebook. Sheriff's Office reports also 53-year-old David Dale Dukes of Stewart was arrested late Saturday night at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on a charge of disorderly conduct. Dukes pled guilty and was released from the Union County Jail. And 29-year-old Casey David Mitchell of Apton was arrested Sunday night at the Union County LEC for a domestic abuse assault. Mitchell was being held in the Union County Jail without bond. Authorities said also that a Shannon City man reported Sunday morning that sometime overnight someone took 5 red gates. Those are 2 10-foot gates, 2 16-foot gates, and 1 8-foot gate from his property. The estimated value of those gates was $825. Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vandewater late last night put out his latest report on arrests. The report noted that at around 10:40 a.m. Saturday, 21-year-old Thomas Mabayo of Denver, Colorado, who was being held without bond in the Adair County Jail on a warrant out of Colorado, was charged with possession of contraband in a correctional institution. A jailer observed a plastic baggie with a white powdery substance inside. The substance field-tested positive as cocaine. Mabayo admitted that he had concealed the drug in his underwear. His cash or surety bond on the additional possession charge was set at $5,000. Last Wednesday, 23-year-old Caitlin Sue Finley of St. Charles was arrested in Madison County on an Adair County warrant for violation of probation. Finley was being held in the Adair County Jail on a $3,000 cash or surety bond. And on March the 18th, 27-year-old Preston Wayne Atkins of Earlham was arrested by the Iowa State Patrol on westbound Interstate 80 at about the 93-mile marker in Adair County. Atkins was taken into custody at around 10:40 a.m. on that date for driving while license denied or revoked for OWI first offense and speeding. He was later released from the Adair County Jail on a $1,000 cash or surety bond. A traffic stop at around 6:23 p.m. Saturday resulted in the arrest of a woman from Shelby County and a man from Pottawatomie County, both on drug charges. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office reported yesterday 32-year-old Sarah Chitty of Harlan was arrested for possession of marijuana second offense and for several traffic citations. Chitty was seen by the magistrate and released on her own recognizance. And 37-year-old Ian Lieb of Council Bluffs was arrested Saturday for possession of methamphetamine with intent to deliver under 5 grams and possession of drug paraphernalia. Lieb was seen by the magistrate and is currently being held in the Audubon County Jail on a $10,000 bond. Both arrests stem from a traffic stop in Kimbleton, in which the canine axle alerted to the presence of an odor of narcotic. The Shelby County Sheriff's Department also assisted in that traffic stop. The Mills County Sheriff's Office yesterday said there were 3 weekend arrests. On Saturday, 24-year-old Mercedes Devana Leparto of Malvern was arrested for possession of a controlled substance and OWI first offense. Her bond was set at $1,000. And 36-year-old Ryan Patrick Hinkle of Council Bluffs was arrested in Mills County for OWI second offense. His bond was set at $2,000. 33-year-old Walter Luis Zeno Lopez of Omaha was arrested Sunday morning in Mills County for OWI first offense and having no valid driver's license. His bond was set at $1,000. And the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office issued reports Monday morning on several arrests, and they say that a charge of OWI second offense was pending against a Malvern man, 45-year-old Dustin Bond, who was involved in an accident back on February 10th. Officials say Bond was driving a 2004 Dodge Dakota pickup when the vehicle crashed and entered a steep embankment at Wabash Avenue in Applewood. Bond was injured in the crash and found walking away from the vehicle. The deputy said he displayed signs of impairment. He was transported to Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs for treatment of possible internal injuries. Law enforcement invoked implied consent and had a blood sample drawn. That sample was sent to the DCI lab to be tested for drugs. On March 23rd, a warrant was served on an inmate of the Pottawatomie County Jail. 37-year-old Antonia Anaya of Omaha was presented with a warrant out of Nebraska for being a fugitive from justice. She was then returned to the custody of jail staff. That same day, a Pott County Sheriff's deputy stopped an SUV on eastbound Interstate 80 in Council Bluffs for excessive speed and not displaying license plate information. While speaking with the driver, Daisy Elvira Ozada, and her passenger, 30-year-old Fernando Alberto Riverall Jr. of Gardena, California, the deputy detected the odor of marijuana. A probable cause search of the vehicle was conducted, during which 14.7 pounds of marijuana was discovered in several hidden compartments. Riverall Jr. admitted the pot was his, and he was taken into custody for possession with the intent to deliver marijuana. Also on March 23rd, a deputy attempted to initiate a traffic stop on a vehicle driven by 70-year-old James Zimmerman of Carson. Carson refused to yield but was eventually taken into custody for eluding, driving while barred, and reckless driving. At around 2 p.m. Saturday, 35-year-old Melissa Jean Miller Davidson of Emerson was arrested in Pott County after a complaint was received about a speeding 2011 Ford truck on Highway 92. A deputy located the vehicle and conducted the traffic stop. During an investigation, 1.5 grams of methamphetamine and 5.9 grams of marijuana was discovered, along with a glass pipe and a black plastic container. Miller Davidson was arrested for possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. The Shelby County Emergency Management yesterday reduced the county fire danger level from medium to low. An abundance of moisture over the next couple of days should reduce the threat of any controlled burns becoming out of control. The next field and grasslands conditions fire index will be released on Thursday. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Give them a call at 641-745-5253. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.